Dave Long is the head of the professional firefighters in New Hampshire, and he wants a crack at responding or giving some contrary information or a different point of view. We had Grant Bossy and one of the research people from the Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy on the show last night in the 5 o'clock hour, as you know, talking about pensions in New Hampshire, the public retirement pensions, and will there be enough money to pay the benefits due municipality workers, state, you know, city, town, and state workers, and should the pension funding mechanisms be changed? And Dave Long joins me on New Hampshire today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Jack. It's Dave Lang.
Sorry. It's been one of those Dave days. I appreciate you joining us. What do you want to say in regards to this pension story and what the Grant Bossy and the folks at Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy said?
I mean, those two individuals are very intelligent, and they choose their words very, very carefully. We heard yesterday some very big numbers. But I think what we have to do is we have to pare down, first of all, to say what happened and how did we get there. In 1990, as everybody remembers, the New Hampshire legislature basically took a pension holiday in which they said to the employers of the state, we're going to push the cost of your pension system off to the next generation. The next generation of taxpayers is here. It was a ploy that was done all over the country. It was done with Social Security for a while, and they tried it here in New Hampshire. So now we have a situation in which there, in 2008, we discovered that they had a flawed funding methodology. So the House, the Senate, and the governor signed legislation to put New Hampshire on a pay-as-you-go funding methodology system in which over a 30-year period, that hole would be closed. Let me give you some other numbers. Currently, there is a $4.2 billion unfunded accrued liability. In the year 2011, the employers of this state paid over $300 million in employer contributions. That's cities, towns, school districts, and the state, $300 million. Of that $300 million, more than half of that cost was to pay for that unfunded liability cost. The employees paid over $150 million. The system in its entirety for that given year earned $1.1 billion in investments. That, to me, sounds like a system that is sound and it's moving forward. Here's what is really the discussion in the debate. This is an election year ploy in which we try to make the boogeyman into the New Hampshire retirement system again, in which we keep reforming and we keep reforming and we keep mentioning reforming, and we wonder why we're not having any success. If we could equate this to a carpenter, it would be, we wonder why every time we cut the board and we continue to cut it, it remains too short. You see, the pension system was put on a road to success in 2008. The problem is that we have to wait, and we have to wait a period of time for it to finish the work that was set out in 2008. It's a 30-year horizon. It's going to take time.
Dave Lang is the head of the professional firefighters in New Hampshire. I've known him a long time, and I appreciate you listening to the show and hearing that segment and wanted to get some counterpoint time, Dave. And I don't know enough about the mechanics of pension investment. One of the folks last night who works with Josiah Bartlett Center for Public Policy, kind of their numbers guy, and you must have heard this, said, you know, the scary thing is that the $4 or $5 billion is not there. I mean, it's not there, and it's not that it won't be there, but there's a worry about not being enough money, not having enough money there in 10 or 15 years time. And you're saying that as it is, that that's not the case, and that there won't be a shortage of money as it comes to paying out the retirement benefits for municipal and state workers. You're saying that there's no concern and that the money will be there?
Yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about a defined benefit plan, is it makes some assumptions. And one of the assumptions it makes is not everyone's going to start work on the same day, and not everyone's going to retire on the same day. So what you have to do is, on these assumptions, you have to figure out how many employees in the system, how long they're going to work, how long they're going to live, if they get married, and then you figure out your costs associated with that. and it's done over a 30-year time horizon. You don't get into these problems overnight. You don't get out of them overnight. This, we could equate this to an aircraft carrier. If you want to take an aircraft carrier and turn it, you want to do it in small degrees. If it's too sharp, you're going to pull it over. And what we have seen here is that it's becoming very advantageous politically for people to stand up and beat their chest and yell for pension reform and keep yelling for pension reform, in which we do things that are adding to the problem. One of the things that they wanted is to close the pension system and create a new system called defined contribution.
Right, and that's what that was their point last night, that that's the only way to really save the pension funding problem downstream.
Right, and here's what they didn't tell you yesterday, is that there was a bill put forward to do that. It passed the House and through the Senate. The Senate would vote for it. The Senate didn't pass it. And the reason no one would vote for it, other than the House, was not because of some stranglehold that public employee unions may that they say have on this on the politics in the state, which clearly do not. But one of the reasons is it was going to put another $1.2 billion on the unfunded accrued liability. We would have gone from $4.2 billion to $5.4 billion. Plus, we would have increased cities and towns and school districts' employer rates or taxes at a time in which they didn't need it, to the tune of somewhere around 10, 15, 20%. So we have to be careful, because everything that we do, to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And in this case, by closing that pension system, stopping new workers from going in there, you're preventing any new money from going in there. So what do you have to do? You have to lower your assumption on your return on investments down to bond status. Right now it's 7.75 over a 30-year time horizon. You now have to reduce it down somewhere around 3 or 4%. Which means the employer rates are going to have to make up the difference of that.
You know, Dave, go ahead.
No, sorry.
I look back in the last year or two, and there's been a lot of volatility, not just in Wisconsin, but around the country, when it comes to public workers and any debate at all on reforming or changing or tweaking. I know the economy's not strong when there are news and media reports about how much money a police officer makes. That's when you know an economy or a teacher, or they start publishing, you know, retirement benefits for a teacher or a police officer or a firefighter. That's when you know that the economy's weak. And I think you would agree with me that many people in the private sector over the last really 3 or 4 or 5 years of this economy going sideways or down or staying anemic, many private sector employees have been laid off. Their benefits have been cut. They've had a lot of concessions on the private sector side. And I think there was some, not animosity, but a little bit of, hey, you know, you're going to have to give on the public side as well with an economy this week. So I guess I'd ask you to wrap up. How do you address the environment, the rhetoric, the discussion, the emotions, the political season, and where do you find the rational middle where people have to be reasonable and say, yeah, you know, that's fair, that makes sense, or are politics going to rule the day on this?
No, Jack, you are absolutely 100% correct, and I wish I'd see you in the legislature. There has to be a reasonable discussion and a reasonable debate about what is a reasonable pension or retirement for a public employee, a firefighter, a police officer, and a teacher. How do we make that so that it's predictable in cost and affordable to the taxpayers? We want to do that. We want to go to the table, and we've been going to the table through the New Hampshire Retirement Security Coalition to do that. You said that this economy is anemic. I would think that it's coming, it's going along, and it's recovering. If you make a mistake on this pension system, the benefits that are paid to the retired, the 27,000 retired employees in the state, is the equivalent of $580 million in the year 2011. If we make a mistake, that's $580 million that is pumped into the New Hampshire economy. We're going to do worse. Look, this is about a defined contribution plan, which will take the money from New Hampshire and it will send it to Wall Street and into Boston, because that's what happens. We have 50,000 active employees. These folks down in Wall Street are looking at this saying, these are 50,000 new customers for us. The fact that the bill was killed by the House, the bill was killed by the Senate, is because it was not affordable. It was not affordable to go to a defined contribution plan and close it. West Virginia tried it. They went back and reopened it. They did it in Nebraska. They closed it. They reopened it. Defined contribution plans historically are more expensive than defined benefit plans. Graham Posse and Josh Strafford know that. Supplied testimony to that. We brought in four experts across the country and provided that to the House Reform Committee on pensions. We think the way in which to do this is to honor the promises that were made. We've made the changes internally in the system that needs to be made, but we need to have a discussion about what does the new retirement system look for a new worker coming in this day and age. And that's a fair discussion. It has to be predictable in cost, affordable to the taxpayer, and it has to mean something at the end of retirement for these workers.
Dave Lang, thank you so much. Professional Firefighters website, Dave, to get more information on your end?
Yes, go to NewHampshireRetirementFacts.com. It has anything you need to know about the pension system. The only thing that we guarantee is that anything we put on that, there is a report, a legal document, or some sort of fact to back it up.
All right, Dave, thank you so much, and thanks for being part of the show. Good luck, and hope to see you soon.
All right, check that.